miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we're talking with one of the great cookbook authors of our generation. Forbes would say one of the 10 best of the last century, Karen Page. It's KarenAndAndrew.com if you want to see what we're talking about. But it is the Vegetarian Flavor Bible, and it really is a great, great Bible. So, Karen, the question we got asked was, how do I eat with different flavors with the same portobello mushroom 3 days a week?
And that is such an excellent question. I think people tend to fall into patterns with any kind of diet, and it's certainly true with vegetarian cuisine as well. But I think that there's so much versatility to so many ingredients, and we just lack the ability to, you know, kind of shake up our brains a little bit and figure out what else am I going to do with this ingredient. So, in fact, the Vegetarian Flavor Bible is organized in a way that you can look up any ingredient from A to Z, apples to zucchini blossoms, and, of course, portobello mushrooms right along the way, and find the herbs and spices and other seasonings that will best enhance their flavor. Now, you know, in years past with the original Flavor Bible, there were just a few pages devoted to a few different types of mushroom. But in fact, in the Vegetarian Flavor Bible, there are, probably 16 or 17 different pages on mushrooms. So there's lots and lots of different mushrooms, and they all have different flavor qualities. So we do start out with descriptions of what different mushrooms taste like. And of course, portobello mushrooms are rich, they're earthy, they've got a meaty flavor and texture. Whereas other mushrooms, you know, take something delicate like an inotake mushroom, those are slightly sweet, they have fruity, almost grape-like notes, and then they have this very tender yet crisp or crunchy texture, and they're very chewy when they're cooked. So that has a very different, more delicate flavor profile that takes different herbs and spices, but the portobellos are really what we call moderate or loud in flavor. They've got a lot of character to them. So you want some seasonings that are going to stand up well to that texture. So we would look to ingredients like arugula, which is a very bold flavored salad green. Things like bell peppers go well with it. Garlic, onions, pesto, spinach, sun-dried tomatoes, balsamic vinegar. These are all things that can really stand up to the power of portobello mushrooms and really provide a synergistic character so that 1 + 1 doesn't just equal 2, 1 + 1 = 3. You put those two pairings together and, you know, you've got fireworks in your mouth because it's just so delicious. So I think that's really the starting point. And after that, you can work on coming up with flavor affinities. That's groups of three or more flavors that work really well together. So things like portobellos, arugula, and mustard, again, their boldness really plays off each other well, or something like portobellos with balsamic vinegar, garlic, olive oil, and parsley. If you want to take it into a different direction, maybe with some Parmesan cheese and spinach, you can do that. And depending on what you choose, what you're in the mood for that day, it's going to give those portobellos a very different character and a very different flavor.
And so that brings us to how you organize this book, because it's organized what I would call beautifully for the amateur and probably professional chefs. I noticed that one of the remarks and one of the applauses for your book is given by the French Laundry. At least I think that's the name of the restaurant in Napa.
In Napa Valley, exactly.
Right, and I have eaten there several times early on in their existence. And you have to, if you're going there, you have to budget a whole day almost. It's a four-hour eating experience. But they really are particular about flavors. So how is this organized for, if you will, the amateur chef or our average listener?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you said, it's professional chefs who have really embraced books like the Flavor Bible that preceded the Vegetarian Flavor Bible and are using it in some of the best restaurant kitchens all across the country. But it's so easily organized from A to Z that literally any home cook can pick it up who has, you know, knows their way around the kitchen, maybe has some recipes that they have you know, a lot of familiarity with that they can do in their sleep, and they're just looking for a way to give it, you know, a little something extra or a little twist. And you can look up the key ingredients in your favorite recipe in the Vegetarian Flavor Bible and look up those herbs, spices, and seasonings that it lists as being able to enhance the flavor of those ingredients. And so you'll know that what you're adding to your favorite recipe is going to harmonize with all of those ingredients and not add a jar note. You know, one of the reasons that we came up with the book was I learned many years ago the hard way that, you know, you couldn't just throw favorite ingredients together willy-nilly. Not everything goes well with everything else. And when we talk to leading chefs, they have this amazing ability to call up flavors in their minds, the way that you would call up a song on a jukebox, that in know a tune, they know how flavors will taste together just by imagining, say, thyme and rosemary. They can taste them together, whereas I don't have that ability, and I wondered how I might develop it, and I realized I never would, that it's not a gift I was born with, but that I could really do the analysis by talking to the best chefs about what flavors they found worked well together and what flavors work well together in classic dishes, and compile this massive database of flavors that go so well together that you don't need to be able to imagine the flavors together. You've got it here in black and white to really guide your experimentation in the kitchen so you can do it with some confidence.
So the beginning of the book is not that, although it explains vegetarianism, it goes over some basic techniques, and then you go into this, if you will, masterful A to Z technique, where you go through each of the ingredients and each of the herbs and spices and show how they mix with one another. We have another question on the email line, which is, does she tell us in the book whether to add the spice or herb at the beginning or end of cooking?
That's a great question, and yes, we do have a section for each of the ingredients. There's a tip section that has just a really light box in some cases. And so for certain herbs, you want to add it in the beginning of the cooking process. A lot of times that's for dried herbs that are going to sort of reconstitute in a liquid during the cooking process. And for especially fresh herbs, you want to add those at the very end or use them as a finishing touch on a dish. But it will say that in the tips section for each ingredient that you're considering.
So the
website... And for any listeners...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, for any listeners that are omnivores and not vegetarians, you would recommend this book for them as well, correct?
Well, I think all of us know that if we want our real age to be lower and to really have a lot of healthful energy and vigor, that we all need to be eating more nutrient-dense vegetables. And so part of the reason people tend not to eat the amount of vegetables recommended is because they don't think they taste great. And I am here to tell you that there's no reason for them not to taste great, that once you understand eat the essence of each vegetable, that you can really unlock what's fabulous about it with the right herb or spice or other seasoning.
We're talking with Karen Page, author of the Vegetarian Flavor Bible. It's KarenandAndrew.com. KarenandAndrew.com. You'll want two of these, one for every place you ever think about cooking in your house. These are great books. This is a great book and a great way.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.